Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass. OTAs are done. That's it. Organized team activities for 2025 in the rearview mirror. Next week's mandatory minicamp and then training camp coming up a few weeks after that. But Chuck Smith, the poobah pass rush for Baltimore, met with the media yesterday talking about various players. And let's start off with entering his third year in the league, a guy that had a kind of a bust-out season in 24, Tavius Robinson.
Listen, Tavius Robinson doesn't get enough credit because Tavius Robinson is one of our centerpieces. He's not just a guy who, you know, he came up, he's a overachiever. No. Tavius Robinson, when you look at from an organization standpoint, I believe in speaking for our organization, I shouldn't be, but I think they'll always agree. Tavius Robinson is everything you look for in a Baltimore Raven. Every day Tavius Robinson showed up, and this is not me exaggerating, he sits in the front, he takes notes, he plays hard. He's taken more snaps than anybody here since I've been here in practice. He works after practice. You know, he's a good person. He got that dog in him.
Yeah, he went on and on about Tavius, you know. And he thinks that Tavius is going to have a real big year. He thinks he can get 7-8 sacks.
You know, 3.5 last year.
Yeah. So that would now is he going to, if he's going into year 4, his contract's up too, right?
I think he's year 3.
He's year 3. All right.
Drafted in 23.
Yeah. So Tavius Robinson, we know one thing about Tavius. He outstanding run player. Plays good against the run. Now, I didn't know that he hasn't missed anything, and Joe Gibbs would have loved him. He sits in the front row and he takes notes. Joe would have loved him. You know, they say he's a real smart guy. He's an attentive guy. He's an older guy. You know, and if he can develop that pass rush like Chuck said, and if he gets up to 8 sacks, he's going to be a highly coveted guy. And, Bob, if he's getting 8 sacks, you know, and you got Mike Green and you got Van Ooy and you got Oway and you got all these other guys, you know, they're going to be up there again, like 1 or 2 in sacks. If guys like Tavius Robinson are getting a lot of sacks, that's only going to make it better for Travis Jones, Matabike.
And as you said as well, Vinny, Robinson very good against the run. And this is just kind of this maybe cherry on the sundae that maybe the Ravens themselves didn't even expect with his pass rush prowess.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, you know, Tavius Robinson, you know what he did? He made Oway gain 20 pounds. you know, because you go back to the Buffalo playoff game, who started? Tavius Robinson. Yeah. Oue was in a pass rush role only because Tavius Robinson could stop the run and Oue couldn't. And that's why Oue gained 20 pounds to get bigger and stronger.
Another guy that was mentioned yesterday by Chuck Smith was a second-round draft pick, Mike Green, who, you know, some controversy surrounding the pick based on some previous, you know, off-the-field accusations, incidents that are of the severe nature, but Ravens did their due diligence.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't there yesterday.
And Mike Green, however, is a guy that a lot of people think the Ravens may have gotten a steal with, right, Chuck Smith?
Well, the first thing I saw on Mike Green was effort. Guy who runs to the ball. And if you watched him out here, Mike Green runs to the ball every play. And that you don't have to coach him on. That's one of the best things. When you get to be a pro, you shouldn't have to coach effort. And a lot of guys that come out of college, you know, you say, let's go. You know, got to push him. That's one of the first things I saw in Mike Green. And then he's coachable. You know, he wants to learn. He's in there asking questions with Matt and Dennis when we're all combined as far as a defensive front, when we're all together in the room. And that's another thing that stands out in him. He's super smart, you know, and picking up the defense. And, you know, I give Mike a lot of credit. He comes out here, Mike has heavy hands. He doesn't turn down reps and heavy hands. He puts hands on guys. He's shown that he has the ability to, you know, strike blocks. And, you know, in this, again, we're not, you know, all out, and all that will be seen, again, when we get into camp. But as far as Mike doing everything we ask, he's doing it.
Now, when you ask what are heavy hands are like when you punch into somebody, you got some jolt to those hands. They're heavy. You know, they knock people back. And, you know, when you're out at practice, when I'm out at practice, I watch Mike Green. He is. He's running everywhere. He's hustling everywhere. The thing that I like about Mike Green, other than he's chasing the ball and doing all those things, comes off low. He comes off low. You know, we talked about Ajabo earlier in the show where he comes off high. He comes off low and plays low and plays in an athletic position. And Bob, if you go back to what we heard Chuck talk about Ajabo compared to what we've heard him talk about Tavius and Mike Green, totally different tone talking about those guys.
News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Here's Chuck Smith talking about a player who is entering payday territory, someone we've discussed many times. We're all excited about Travis Jones.
Travis Jones is fantastic. Travis Jones is a pass rusher that I'll put him out there one-on-one with 95% of the offensive guards in the league, and they can't block him. Travis Jones is getting ready to be one of the best interior rushers in the game. Last year when he was healthy, he was one of the best interior rushers in the game. The film doesn't lie, nor do the respect he has from the other teams. Travis Jones he's skilled up. And one of the things when I first got here, we talked about, and some of the people that were here, we talked about everybody, we want everybody to have a skill. Whether you're big, you're small, you're a cornerback, a linebacker, when everybody has skill. Travis Jones has multiple moves, and he does a chop drive. He can do a hump. He can do long arms. He can do everything. Travis Jones, if things go the way I see it for Travis Jones and the way I think the overview of our team goes, Travis Jones has a chance to be a Pro Bowler.
So, yeah, he's got a lot of high praise. And, Bob, I've been talking about Travis Jones from the day I've been out there. I sent you a picture of him yesterday. I mean, his arms are humongous, how big he is. And he looks, you know, everybody says, well, like I was talking to President, well, he's got a gut. You look at his lower body's ripped. He's got big thighs and, you know, big bubble butt and everything. No, Travis, and he's got, you know, he's always had that explosiveness off the ball. And, you know, if he's a Pro Bowler, they need to sign him now because it's only going to – they won't be able to afford him. If he's a Pro Bowler and has 8 sacks, he'll be gone because they can't afford him. Young, 330 pounds, Pro Bowler, that can stop the run and sacks, that would be that – you know, and if you're Travis Jones' agent, Bob, and if you just heard Chuck Smith talk, why do I want to do a deal right now?
Right. I'm at the point now, based on all the hyperbole surrounding this guy, Travis Jones last year had 1 sack.
Yeah.
He better have 7 sacks.
Well, when did he sprain
that? Right over here all of a sudden?
When did he sprain the ankle? Because once he hurt that ankle, he had that high ankle sprain, he was playing on one leg. But early in the year, and the other thing that happened, you know, when he hurt that ankle, you gain weight because you can't work out. All you're doing is rehabbing. So, and just Chuck said the same thing. When he was healthy and this year, if he stays as he is, because he can be a dominant player.
When we come back, let's dominate the market, shall we? How about a little dough heading into the weekend? We still got a couple days to go, but late week money, buy or sell. Talk about many sports subjects of this Turn It Up, or excuse me, Total Request Thursday. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. You know the drill. Buy or sell's next. And Creed Willems, one of the Orioles' top prospects, playing in Chesapeake, formerly Bowie, applying his trade. 22 years old, still some work to be done, but how close could he possibly be to the chart?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Farm City.
Are you buying
cash,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Orioles Tigers tonight, 6:35. Rubber game of the 3-game set. Birds clobber them last night, 10-1. Keegan Aiken in place of Dean Kramer, at least to start the game. Tyler O'Neill, got news there with him. I don't know if it's good or bad. It's kind of Tyler O'Neill-ish news. So stay tuned to hear what it is. But let's count some dough. By yourself when we get to the sports stuff.
Yeah, the market's pretty flat today, Bob. The Dow's up 1. The S&P's up 14. NASDAQ is up 43. DraftKings is down 21 cents. Under Armour is down 13 cents to 643.
Well, you know we got to start with the Orioles here. Their offense exploded last night. Still be an uphill battle when they face Tarek Skubal this evening. Now, to start, let's get it out of the way. He's left-handed. We know the O's struggles against lefties. It's very well documented at this point. Not just a lefty, though. By the way, he's the reigning Cy Young winner, so even more tough. Last time these two teams met in late April, he blanked the Orioles across 6 innings. 11 strikeouts to go along with it in what ended up being a 7-0 Tigers win. Buy or sell, Bob, Scooble is destined for another double-digit strikeout performance, something that's happened four times for him this season.
Yeah, and the Orioles tend to K a lot when they get up there all aggressive at the plate. And without those robot umpires, who knows what they're going to be calling behind the dish. I will buy that. And I also buy that he won't walk anybody either, if you want to throw that as a parlay.
Bob, in baseball, too, does, like, if you're the superstar pitcher with the umps, you kind of get the calls, I'm guessing?
You get the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I mean, just like the hitters do. Yeah. I mean, if it's outside the plate, they're not ringing up Rod Carew, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Over to the NFL, six teams have not made the playoffs in at least the last 4 years, some of them much longer than that. But with this group in mind, NFL.com's Jeremy Bergman has ranked them on how likely it is for that drought to be broken. We're working up here from six all the way up to one, so least likely, the Saints, no surprise. Bears at five, Panthers four, Jets three, we can hold off on that for a second, Colts at two, and Falcons at one. Now, I don't know about the Jets, the placement there ahead of a team like the Bears, but Panthers at least play in a weaker division. Atlanta right along with them. Their drought, Atlanta that is, goes back to 2017. They have come close a few times since. Vinny, are you buying or selling that they have the best shot of this group to make the playoffs this year?
With rookie quarterback starting, that's what's going to be interesting there. They got a whole new defensive staff there. I kind of think it's the Bears. The only thing is the Bears are in a division that's really hard. That's the thing there. But I think the Bears have better talent, you know. And who knows? Michael Penix may be great. If Michael Penix is great, they got a chance, you know. And Caleb Williams has got to step it up for the Bears. But they got better defensive players than Atlanta does.
Over to baseball here again. I'm trying to imagine a world where the MLB schedule gets as much hype and buildup as the NFL schedule release. It'll never happen. It's simply too long. And the concept of fitting, you know, 30 team schedules into 162 games, trying to work all of that out logistics, in my mind, that's something that could only be done with the assistance of computers. But for the longest time, the schedule every year was done by a husband and wife duo, Henry and Holly Stevenson. They stopped doing that in 2004. So just mind-boggling. Two people handled the entire schedule for
how
years.
Long?
I think it started in the 80s, they said. Oh. 80s to 04. Gosh. I don't know why it stopped.
You want to whine about a road trip from 2002? There are the people.
But in recent years, the MLB schedule, even with computers making it, it's had more oddities. For example, earlier this year, the Orioles faced the Twins twice in the span of a week. Or Dodgers and Giants, two division rivals, they'll meet for the first time this year in mid-June. Cubs and Cardinals, also rivals, they'll have to wait until the end of this month for their first series of the season. Overall, things feel imbalanced or unbalanced here. Bob, are you buying or selling that the MLB schedule is worse now than it used to be? We're in a complaining mood today.
Yeah, no, I'm going to sell it then because I'm not in a complaining mood yet. I'm going to sell that. I mean, it's 30 teams. Everybody's got their interleague play that they wanted. Now you got it. You'd like to see division games towards the end of the season. For instance, the Orioles close with the Yankees. I don't know if there's going to be any significance there in regards to the East. Maybe for the Orioles wild card hopes. Who really knows? Nah, I'm selling that.
Go over to the NFL again. Aaron Rodgers finally arrived in Pittsburgh, but after some lackluster seasons with the Jets, a lot of people are skeptical about what he'll actually provide. Last year, his stats, 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, kind of passes the smell test. That's not terrible at all, but not up to his previous levels. And to be fair to him, really wasn't protected at all. Sacked 40 times in 2024, the most he's had in a season since 2018. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Steelers' O-line will be able to keep Rodgers upright, 30 sacks or less.
I'm going to buy it. And the other thing that's going to keep him up, too, is the run game with play-action pass. I think they'll have, you know, because the O-line's better and they want to run the football and stuff, I think the run game will help them out a lot. So I think Rodgers is going to help them. I think it gives them a little bit of credibility, you know, to their offense. And I think they're going to be better. I think they get 10 wins.
Now, before we hit the break here, I teased it a little bit earlier. Got two tickets here. Keith Urban, is the artist we're giving away tickets to see today. He's going to be at Merriweather Post Pavilion on June 19th, coming up here soon. If you are caller number 8 at 410-583-1057, you will be today's lucky winner. I think all the shows today are giving away Keith Urban tickets, so get in while you can.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Does he wear a cowboy hat?
I'm going to say that's a strong yes.
Okay. Get in, win those tickets. We'll come back. Creed Willems, he's from Texas. Maybe he's worn a cowboy hat. Right now, he's wearing a baseball helmet in the Orioles organization and is kind of coming up the ranks there as a Birds prospect. We'll talk to him. Get back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday. Matter of fact, he's been on Good Morning Football today.
Yep.
We'll hear from him. NFL lunch style, American League East report. Talk about what happened in the division last night. Previews today's games. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk about what's going on with his world, including the NBA Finals. The Knicks can't find a coach either. Billy Donovan, apparently, the next one to say no. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Thank you. Joining us now, he has the same first name as the band we just played. And I'm sure he may have heard this before, even though he's a young dude. I think that song came out before he was even born. Right now, applying his trade, one of the top prospects in the system. He's at Chesapeake right now. Let's welcome into the show for the first time on the Window Nation guest hotline, Creed Willems. Creed, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. And are you familiar with the band, Creed?
I am. I listen to him quite a bit, actually, so...
Yeah, here's another question for you before we get to the baseball stuff. We just gave away Keith Urban tickets, being that you're from Texas and all. Do you wear a cowboy hat, or have you ever at any point in your life?
I have. I got a couple of them. So spent a little bit of time on the ranch, but yes, I got a couple of them I wear.
You're like a little rip from Yellowstone there, Creed Willems, of course. Checking all the boxes so far, but Creed, first of all, thanks for joining us here on The Fan. And now, drafted a couple years back, you're ascending up the charts here as an Orioles prospect. Take us back to day one, coming out of high school, you know, applying your trade. For those who may not know, Creed behind the plate, playing first base a little bit this year, left-handed stick. Just talk about day one as a pro to where you are now, where you're starting to get a lot of national attention as one of the better prospects in this Bird system.
Yeah, day one, it was a very nerve-wracking experience coming in, being the only high school guy in a full college draft. It was nerve-wracking because, you know, these guys have so much experience, you know, against a bunch of talent throughout college and everything like that. So for me, it was, you know, just try to go in and you know, be as mature as possible and try to, you know, pick their brain a little bit. And so kind of made the most of every moment I had and kind of went from there. But it was very nerve wracking. It was kind of the same way once I got to affiliate ball. And then from there, it's just been, you know, trying to, you know, be where my feet are and enjoy the time and be grateful for the moment.
Now, Creed, you talk about, you know, adjusting to life as a pro and then throughout each level that you've gone up right now in AA. What's different adjustments through each level? The pitching gets tougher. Obviously, the talent level increases as well. How do you adjust to each level of the professional ranks?
I think a big thing is you know, just know your strengths and stick with those. But just know that, you know, if you show a pitcher something that, you know, you don't like, then he's going to live off of it. And so just trying to, you know, constantly, you know, just make sure that, you know, you're sticking to what you got and, you know, not trying to do too much and, you know, just trust yourself. And I think that was a big thing was whenever I first, you know, got to low A, I just didn't have enough trust in my plan going into it. And I think that that's one thing that I've really been working on over the last couple of years. And I felt like I've gotten a lot better at is, you know, just because you're going up a level doesn't mean that you can't, you know, excel at that level. I think a lot of it has to do with your mindset going in. And I think I've learned that. And, you know, there's been ups and downs in AA, but, you know, just trying to, you know, remain as confident as possible and know that you're there for a reason.
Now, Creed, talk about the hit tool that you bring to the equation for some of the fans out there who may not have seen you play in person down in Chesapeake or other stops throughout the Orioles organization. A lefty stick, got some pop. Talk about the hit tool that Creed brings to the equation.
Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of been known for my power that I have. And so, you know, just trying to find a way to, you know, keep that power tool, but also, you know, increase the contact and, you know, stuff like that. And I think that that's been something that me and our hitting coordinators and coaches have talked a lot about was, you know, how we could keep my power and, you know, keep my approach, but also allow myself to, you know, make more frequent and more constant hard contact. And that kind of just comes from, I think a lot of it just comes from maturity and being and going through it, but also just, you know, sticking to your approach at the plate. And once you kind of, you know, deviate from your approach is whenever you start to get yourself into some trouble. And that was a big thing that I had to focus on was sticking to my approach and trusting it. And since doing that, I felt like I've been, you know, a lot more consistent, you know, making more contact, making more hard contact and stuff like that. But, you know, still having that power tool.
Creed Williams, Orioles prospect, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. And you seem like a smart guy, Creed, and, you know, you got the hitting thing that you're trying to figure out as a pro, but catcher, first base, you know, getting positional versatility, which is always great to have. How does that affect things positively or negatively for you, trying to adjust from backstop to first base and understanding there could be a clearer path, I guess, up to the major leagues eventually?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I played a little bit of first base in summer ball growing up, but not a ton. So I kind of, you know, knew my way around the ropes over there. But a big thing was just like cleaning up the fundamentals. And I think, you know, the first base definitely helps with the catching, and the catching helps with first base. I think they kind of go hand in hand. Like, a lot of stuff from each position kind of correlate with each other. So it wasn't like a huge difference. I think a lot of it was, or like a big jump, because a lot of it I had, you know, kind of learned in the past, and now it's kind of just, you know, refining those skills at first base. But I mean, I don't care where I'm at, as long as I'm in the lineup and getting to play, and, you know, whatever gets me moved up the ranks faster is what I'm, you know, happy to do. At the end of the day, I just want to play baseball.
Creed, I saw you were born in Odessa and Perryman High School to football school. Did you play football growing up too? Because I see you're 225.
Yeah, so I played played football from first grade to ninth grade. And then after that, I really just, you know, wasn't having fun playing football anymore. So went straight baseball, but I did play football. I love watching football, but it was one of those things that I felt like just giving myself more time to work on baseball was something that was going to benefit me more. And with me, I was a defensive lineman, so, you know, not being very tall was, you know, a little bit of a challenge. So I knew I didn't really have a future in football, so wanted to focus on baseball and, you know, do what I love.
Creed Williams has a bright future in baseball, as a matter of fact. Unfortunately, it's in the Orioles organization. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he does have a cowboy hat. Creed Williams from Texas, now in Chesapeake with the Bay Sox. Creed, appreciate the time. Good luck for the rest of the season. And hopefully we could talk you down the road, maybe sooner rather than later, at Oriole Park at Camden Yards here.
Yes, sir.
You got
Thanks,
it, man.
Creed.
Creed Williams, everybody. Chesapeake Bay Sox. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock, going to hear from John Harbaugh, American League East Report. Got some day baseball, get you the scores as they come out. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talking about the NBA Finals and other things with him. Indiana Pacers, 2 wins away from a colossal upset in the finals. But Rich Dubrow, Rock Baco, everyone, Carrier Pigeons reporting, getting a few days off as he continues to work through shoulder soreness during his rehab assignment with the Tides. They're playing today, as a matter of fact, but obviously not in the lineup. So Tyler O'Neill news is kind of what it's been. He's hurt, and he's convalescing, and his return remains to be seen. Gary Sanchez should probably be ready to rock and roll starting next week as well. So there's your Tyler O'Neill news for this Total Request Thursday. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. Got a fun house trip coming up real quick as well. Joe and Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. What's going on?
Hey, Bob, you got Cash App, right?
Cash App. I do not.
Oh, Bob, I was ready to take that bet, man. That's the only reason I was holding on. I heard that you was coming up. Keegan Aiken is the starter, and who was going to come back next, and you bet this, bet that. I called this.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, unless Aiken is, Kramer's sick, or they got a plan in regards to starting Aiken and then having Kramer come in. You know, if it's like Kramer's, you know, just being pushed back to tomorrow, I'm thinking Morton will come in, but who knows? We'll find out later.
Okay, what do you think?
Whatever I do, bet the opposite.
What do you think about the know all be all talking about Povich may be better suited as a reliever versus a starter? Think about that for a minute.
Well, who said that?
I ain't going to put the blame on the people.
Hunter said last night on BBT. Yeah, I was there, and I forgot all about it. I was worried about my $100 going down the toilet. You got to get Trevor Rogers in here some way, somehow, right? Because he's pitched well down on the farm. The velocity has ticked up. Povich has been kind of dicey. He just has that one inning that just does him in. I mean, he'll cruise, and then all of a sudden he's getting clobbered. Me and Nolan have said we're in for the long haul with Cade Povich, but that's not our decision. But better suited long-term. Like, Aiken was a starter coming up through the ranks. He was the Orioles minor league pitcher of the year way back when. You know, some guys, Joe, just adapt to roles better. Maybe that will be his long-term role. I don't think it should be immediate, though.
And Povich would get 2 outs, but he can't get the 3rd. That was his problem.
Right. And if you notice, think about the last 3 to 5 years, a lot of Orioles starters started out as relievers. I mean, just you go over, I ain't got time to go over the names, but they came out of the bullpen to become Orioles starters, and now look at they all hurt. And a lot, some fans faithful, I was telling them how people had projected Rodriguez to one day be the ace, but it has never come to fruition. One more thing, I'd like to thank that production manager for having me noticed all over the city and state. I got people calling me all the time, saying they hear me all the time. And one other thing, I sent y'all a link to the 36th annual Father's Day Fish Fry. I texted it to you. Maybe you'll see it in your text. If not, I'll tell you where it is tomorrow. And last but not least, let's play tribute to Sly Stone, man. He made it to 82 years and he passed. Let's do him tomorrow.
Man,
let's do Sly Stone.
We got everything on the table, and there's a vote, and that's a strong one too, Joe. Thanks for the call. And again, if I make any bold proclamations about anything sports-related, just do the opposite. You'll be in business over here. We did play Sly Stone earlier.
We did.
In the program, but there's never enough.
Right, but as you would imagine, a lot of the votes, well, really all the votes on the text line today have either been Sly and the Family Stone or the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. So picking between the two is going to be really difficult.
It's a modern technology thing. We could probably play both. Right?
I think that's on the table. Still got some time to vote here, but if we're leaning towards a combo tomorrow.
We could get a late push for, you know, Motley Crue or something. I don't really know.
Or Creed,
no doubt. All right, Nolan, let's go to Funhouse real quick.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's see. Let's start here. Texter says, Rutschman far too inconsistent for me to be convinced that he's back. Have to see it over at least an 80-game stretch after his slump lasted all of the second half of last year and into this year.
Well, I think that's a fair assessment because the prolonged struggles far outweigh this uprising here of his last 80 to 100 at-bats. But his track record as a ball player from probably the first time he swung a bat through college to being a two-time All-Star is much longer than him sucking. So hopefully this is a sign that Adley Rutschman is back to being one of the premier catchers in all of Major League Baseball.
So Jim Hunter wants it. Joe and Woodbury also calling for it. Cade Povich becoming a reliever. Texter here, same type of thing, but he's taking it a step further. Says, how about a switch in roles of Povich and Keegan Aiken? He says, I think Aiken might be as good a starter as Clay Holmes was in his transition to starting. Perhaps the switch would help Povich as well.
Well, then you got to build him back up to be a starting pitcher. I mean, it's a guy that throws, you know, in a good outing, 30 pitches. Now he's got to get up to where he can throw 75 to 100. That is probably something that would more likely be in the offseason as opposed to just, all right, you're not pitching for 10 days so we can ramp you up to pitch every fifth day. Still wondering why he's pitching today, though, or opening today. Let's stress he's the opener today because he pitched last night. Big right. at-bat, too, he got out of.
We've already seen him or tried him as a starter. It didn't work. That's why he's in the pen as it is.
He came up as a starter.
And how about Russell and Frederick says, some people may say that Trevor Rogers getting that win streak started with a great start against Boston was what really turned the Orioles around. But he says maybe in the long run we'll have Bob to thank after losing the bet last night. Anything it takes, keep pounding that orange Kool-Aid.
Hey, as long as the Orioles win, and if I make these proclamations where I'm usually wrong and it helps the cause, reverse Schleprock stuff, I'll do it all day long. Hey, who's your favorite team, listeners? You want them jinxed or your least favorite? Bring it on, Bobster. I'll put the hammer on them. Chicago Bulls, Lonzo Ball. I ruined his career.
Oh, no doubt.
I just totally dropped the safe on that guy.
I think we've tried it with intent before, like the Yankees.
Yeah.
You try to get some rivals, Steelers, but it has to be natural.
Yeah, like me saying that OKC was going to puffy pants right. Indiana last night.
Has to be emphatic.
Okay.
Real opinion.
All right.
Last text for now, talking about robo-umpires. Texter says, Major League Baseball can't afford to have robo-umpires. At that point, the players would get absolutely roasted, and they'd have to take the full blame. They don't want to do it. Always need someone else to pin the blame on. Umps being chirped is a third of the game these days.
And it's just me. And I'm as old school as it comes, when it relates to baseball, but you can't break up double plays anymore. You can't block the plate. Yeah. So a strike should be a strike. Foul ball is a foul ball. Fair ball is a fair ball. You know, you can't leave it up to interpretation anymore. You know, can't, like pass interference, there's nothing you can really do about that in the NFL, I would think. And even in the NBA and college, they put that little circle there in the paint to, you know, discern between a charge and a block, not leaving it up to the interpretation of Lenny Wirtz, who's given Dean Smith all the calls in that relation. Google it. You'll know what I'm talking about. You know, let's go. It's 2025. It's not like they're going to be unemployed, these umpires.
No, they still got to be there to make the tag calls and safe calls.
Just remember, those who are against robo umps, the next time C.B. Buckner or Laz Diaz screws your team behind the plate. Fitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. John Harbaugh coming up next, NFL lunch style. Talk about the American League East report, and then we'll talk NBA Finals and NFL with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. I'm sure he might be kind of getting a kick out of the Knicks head coaching search, which is failing, and the fact that Indiana might be a team that pulls one of the big stunners we've seen in a while.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.